Uh-oh.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Guess what day it is?
Now, this second day of February.
Guess what day it is?
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day?
If the groundhog wakes and sees a shadow.
Punxsutawney Phil, the seer of seers.
Will we see six more weeks of winter or an early spring?
I don't trust him.
I don't trust him.
Trust who?
Punxsutawney Phil.
He's like a furry little weatherman.
Let's get this show on the road.
Showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Did he just call him a furry little weatherman?
He did.
First of all, he's not a man.
That means he's inaccurate.
Just because his name is Phil, he's not a man.
Nonetheless, we'll let you know what Phil says.
It's Morgan in the morning.
Just a reason for me to watch the Weather Channel.
Morgan in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Okay, before we start following Groundhog Day, before we make a big deal about Tom Brady finally retiring, we have to ask Karina what happened in her kitchen yesterday. Is this going to be a daily feature on the show?
You'll learn this about me. There's themes to my life. Every once in a while, there'll be things that happen in like a whole week span, and they all have to do with generality around one thing.
Oh, okay. If you're just joining us, she almost burned the kitchen down making baked Alaska. The other tenants in the building realize the smoke alarms do work. And then yesterday, you're making dinner and you cracked your glass top stove?
Yeah, I've never had a glass stove. Okay. My aunt has, so that's all she's ever had. And I know I texted you. You've had one for over 30 years.
Yeah, there you go.
And so boiling water, I go over to my cutting board and I'm doing, cutting up some vegetables. I hear this very loud crack. I'm like, what in the Lord was that? And I'm like looking around on the floor. I'm like, I don't see anything.
Okay.
Well, it's a black stove. So everything right. Kind of looks the same.
Yep.
It wasn't until I was cleaning up and I ran into some resistance.
Yeah, like an uneven glass top.
Yeah, as in cracked glass top. I was like, oh. So I immediately called my landlord at 7 o'clock at night and I'm going, I don't know what happened. He's like, I'm like, how old is this stove? He's like, it's brand new. I'm like, Are you kidding me?
So
I don't know what's going to, I'm afraid to even cook anymore this week.
So 2 days in the kitchen and you've had two incidents. You got to wonder what's going on in this landlord's mind.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name?
Rodney.
Hey, Rodney. Yeah. The show's just beginning, Rodney. And I'm not talking about the radio show.
You're going to get me evicted.
Still to come with Morgan in the morning.
Jimmy Fallon's on the way, and he wants to talk about Tom Brady retiring because everybody does. Late night soundbite coming up next.
It's Morgan in the morning.
Morgan in the morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
NFL superstar Tom Brady officially retired. And when they said everyone's quitting their jobs during the pandemic, they meant everybody.
Wow. Yeah.
To celebrate retirement, Brady ate one carb and instantly gained 40 pounds.
Morgan in the morning, 94KX.
All right, it's Groundhog Day, but it's also Tom Brady Day.
Tom Brady retires.
They say all good things must come to an end.
Tom Brady officially announcing his retirement.
The best.
Tom Brady
just know when to walk away.
Announced his retirement.
So to my teammates, my family.
Greatest of all time.
And most of all.
The GOAT!
It is official. He announced it on his Instagram.
My teammates, coaches, fellow competitors, and fans deserve 100% of me.
7 Super Bowl titles, 5 Super Bowl MVPs, 3 overall MVPs.
But right now, it's best I leave the field of play to the next generation of dedicated and committed athletes.
The end of an era.
Your reaction to Tom Brady being gone?
The first emotion that comes to my mind is thank you.
Super Bowl 55. Tom Brady engineers the offense.
There's other things happening in my life, too. I do have kids that I love, and I don't want to be a dad that's not there. You know, my kids have brought a great perspective in my life.
Hey, girly girl. Here's my boy.
Dad! Tom Brady, you are the man. You are the GOAT.
I could do this stuff all day. I could do this stuff for the rest of the week. I could do this stuff for 6 more weeks.
The hair on my arms. It's lifting up.
I'm telling you. If Punxsutawney Phil sees his shadow today, we have 6 more weeks of talking about Tom Brady.
Oh, Lord.
If he doesn't see his shadow, it ends today on the show.
Okay.
All right?
Well, we've had a lot this week, so I'm
Listen
rolling
to this
with that.
Dramatic music, though.
I know.
Don't start crying, Karina, but give me your innermost feelings about Tom Brady.
Oh, my gosh. What are we going to do?
The greatest of all time.
They're already like, what are you going to do with Tom Brady being gone? I'm like, he's not gone. He's retiring.
Yeah, come on now. Your dad retired?
Yeah, he's gone. No. He's just fishing.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
29 and foggy, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
The party is underway in Punxsutawney, PA. It's Groundhog Day.
It's 2-2-2-2-2 as well.
Yeah, we've got it up on the screen here. How long do you think these people have been drinking?
Since midnight.
Okay, maybe even before that.
Before that.
There is a bunch of men dressed like women dancing on stage right now. I don't know what that has to do with the groundhog, but...
they're happy.
Yep, we'll keep you posted on what's going to happen with Punxsutawney Phil. And for all you Groundhog Day lovers, they're dancing?
Yes.
Groundhog,
is that what
groundhog,
we're calling
groundhog,
it?
Yeah. We're joining the live stream from visitpa.com from Punxsutawney, PA. Groundhog,
everybody has Bullwinkle hats on.
I think they're supposed to be Bullwinkle. Because look at his gloves. His gloves match. Yeah. I think he's supposed to be Punxsutawney Phil in a
supposed
human form.
Supposed to is the key word.
Yeah.
He's going to say, so we going to make sure everyone's awake.
Wow.
We're awake and you've been awake all night.
Was stomping.
When they pull Phil out of his burrow, we'll be on.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
My name's Tom.
I'm Karina.
And he is Phil. We'll let you know.
HD. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
These people right. have a lot of energy.
Yeah, they do. I mean, what are their real jobs? I mean...
Evidently to dance.
Yeah. I mean, to have that much energy since when did this party start? 9 o'clock last night?
I think like a week ago.
Well, maybe that too. People actually book hotels and motel rooms in Punxsutawney, PA, so they could get the best standing position, no seating in front of the stage. Look at the size of that crowd, Karina.
Yeah, this Amazing. Is the live feed you're hearing, by the way.
Yeah. And we're going to let you know what's going on in Punxsutawney.
Home of Punxy Phil, it says in the background.
Okay, that dude dancing now with the top hat on, he's a member of the council, the inner circle, as they call it. Yeah, he's definitely had too much booze. We'll check back with those people. In the meantime, let's do some viral comedy.
Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Now, you said you tried some of these sound effects in the privacy of your home.
It was not pretty. He makes it sound so easy, but it's so not.
TikTok challenge. Making sound effect noises.
Let's get ready for Lion King with the roar challenge. Empty paper towel roll.
Okay,
a snort.
One.
And a hiss.
What?
Holy cow. That's great. That is great. This guy is good. Can we have him on the show? Anyway, his name is Dan Phelps, and he does more in the TikTok challenge than just a lion.
This one is called the baby cry, and I challenge you to try it. The first thing you need to do is to hum. Then open your mouth. Go high. Now you can use that for a baby cry.
How?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Give me your best shot.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, no.
We'll practice on it later. Okay, how about a dog?
I thought today I would teach you how to bark like a dog.
Bark like
first
a
thing
dog.
You want to be able to do is to kind of make a singing noise. You want to do that backwards by breathing in.
What?
You're going to do it really quickly at the same time trying to make a barking sound.
What?
Or a smaller dog.
Smaller dog?
With the bigger dog, you want to kind of use that snort at the end just to kind of add a little flair to it.
Okay.
With a smaller dog, you don't necessarily have to do that. Happy barking.
Okay, I get an idea that this is more than a hobby for this
guy. Yeah, when I try, I just sound like I need a CPAP.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. WQKX.
still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night sound. I wonder if that guy could do a goat.
I bet he could.
I bet you. So that's a Tom Brady impression, right?
Yes.
Jimmy Kimmel is going to talk Tom Brady coming up with a late night soundbite. And we're working our way to Punxsutawney Phil and birthday buddies.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Tom Brady did a lot for the Patriots and for Tampa and the sport of football, but he's also done a lot for goats. You know, people don't mention before they were associated with him, they were like the 12th most popular farm animal. The big question now is what happens to Gronk? I mean, do they just release him into the Everglades?
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies. Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
I miss Lynn Hall saying and go. Like, we're all just looking at each other in this room. We know when we're supposed to go, but she gets a little hyper.
It's part of it. You know, you're used to it.
Yeah. Hopefully she'll be back soon. Corinne and I could handle this job. Celebrity birthdays today. Shakira is 45 years old.
Tequila.
I like her music. Christy Brinkley is 68.
Wow. Yeah. She doesn't look like she's like more than 22 still.
Yeah, I think because her face is 22. The rest of her body is 68. Were you into Dog the Bounty Hunter?
I actually was. It was like a train wreck. You just couldn't help but watch.
Exactly. He's 69 years old. Graham Nash of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. You can still hear Graham Nash's music on Spotify.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's 80 years old? Wow. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
And Tommy
Smothers. You feel good, don't you?
Who, me personally? Yeah, I do. I ain't going to get to 80, but that's
yes,
another story.
Yes, you are. Stop it.
And one half of the Smothers brothers, Tommy Smothers, is 85 years old today. I wonder if he's still stupid funny because he mastered that art.
I think I know somebody else like that.
I'm working on it. Someday I'll be doing stand-up. There's your celebrity birthdays.
Now it's time for birthday buddies.
Yeah, let's take a look at the local celebs. Amanda Dillon, 38 years old today.
Vic Griffin from Brook Park, PA is 26. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Brittany Bowman. She's 31 today.
Kristen Slider from Seals Grove is 48.
Elsie Adams from Shemokin, 66.
Jeannie Westner from Catawissa, PA, 56. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Larry St. Clair from Danville, 49.
Micah Mosey, Port Trevithan, is 57.
Elsaid? I think I've heard this name several different ways.
Eslade, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Elsaid. But anyway, Michael is from Shemokin Dam, 44.
Nancy Padilla from Sunbury is 63.
Phoebe Strumnick from Danville, 55.
You're getting the challenging ones this morning.
I like Phoebe, though. Yeah.
Rebecca Bardo from Blue Hill is 40. Lordy, lordy.
She's just down the hill over here. Sue Ettinger from New Columbia is 68 years old.
Trina Gunter from Dry Valley is 45. And we got a message on Facebook.
Yay.
Katie Ungst, your mom, Denise, wants to wish you a happy 20th birthday. One more year.
One year and drinks up, right? Yeah, one more year drinks up. There you go. Hey, if you have a birthday, you can use Facebook Messenger, 94KX Facebook page. Ford Fun Line's always wide open. Or you could email or snail mail. Yeah, text club. Send it on a carrier pigeon. We don't care. We'll get them on the air for you every day at this time.
It's birthday buddies.
94.1 WQKX. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, we've got the news coming up next, the sports and the AccuWeather, but these dudes are still dancing. I mean, we're coming up close to 7:30.
We are.
This is when they're supposed to pull Punxsutawney Phil out of his burrow. So we'll keep you posted because I know everybody loves this.
Yeah, we're waiting with bated breath.
Is that a groundhog breath?
Bad breath.
Okay. Stay with us.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
We're stuck at 29 degrees high atop Blue Hill. Happy Groundhog Day. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
Now, if you're from Pennsylvania, it's a big deal because Punxsutawney, PA is the home base for Groundhog Day. Although there are other groundhogs that predict as well, like that one in the Staten Island Zoo in New York.
They're like Santa Claus mall people.
Yeah, exactly. They're everywhere. So we're going to see what Phil does because he's our boy in PA. But coming up, we'll also check with what Chuck does in New York City.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
We're rocking red for Healthy Hearts with Evangelical Community Hospital. And our first guest of the month on this 2nd of February is Dr. Sean McLaughlin. He's he's a family medicine physician with Family Medicine of Evan in Mifflinburg. And we'll talk to the doc in just a bit. You are new to the show. People don't know that you've got some heart issues of your own, right?
I did in the past, yes.
So we're going to talk to the doc and maybe touch on your personal life, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Every Wednesday, we'll mic it up here with Morgan in the Morning and Rock Red for Healthy Hearts.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Time to mic it up. We call it Morgan in the Morning mic'd up any other time of the year. But this time of the year, we're rocking red for Healthy Hearts.
Yes.
We have a wonderful guest on the line. Karina, you're already a little glassy-eyed.
Yeah, this hits home for me a little bit. Very young, and it was like the end of summer, and I started passing out. And I just was like, I guess it's just the humidity. But about a month or two later, when it got cooler, I still was having that issue. Went into the doctor, did an EKG, saw some irregularities, sent me for an ultrasound to a cardiologist. And from there, I had a valve leak that was pretty significant, just almost needing surgery, but went the medication route.
On the Ford toll-free line now is Dr. Sean McLaughlin from Evangelical Community Hospital in the Mifflinburg office. Doc, this is a pretty serious story she's talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. It's thankfully not one that's seen often in such a young person, but it can occur, and yet a good reason why one should establish even as a young person with a primary care doctor to get things rolling with your health.
Now, how about young people? They feel they don't have to go to the doctors because they're young?
Well, I think that, the millennials are very active, very technologically savvy, very, I want it here, I want it now, and, I get that. It's difficult when you look at the generations of patients that establish or can at least name their primary care provider. Those millennials are less apt to be able to do so, and I would encourage them to not skip out on their health.
How about older demographic? Are they affected by this whole pandemic? Like, I'm not going to the doctors. I don't want to get COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think if you look back, that generation was most hard hit with poor outcomes, and we're appropriately a bit more cautious, but we certainly would hope that we can re-engage them and ensure that those things that need to be addressed are done so, and encourage that in the younger person as well.
And Dr. McLaughlin, I would think you would agree that, I mean, the whole reason that we have AEDs in all of our sports complexes at schools is because there's such a rise in heart issues among young people.
Yeah, there can be. I think it's a great idea that it's there. Certainly young people, but certainly those attending those events and those that are in those buildings, institutions, it's good to have that ready access in the event that something, terrible like that may occur.
And it's so important once you have that diagnosis to make sure that you're coming back consistently with your appointments.
That's true. Absolutely.
We're talking to Dr. Sean McLaughlin from Evangelical Community Hospital. And how about genetics? Like, my mom and dad may have had heart problems, grandparents. Is that important for all people to know where they come from?
I think that's utterly important. I think probably more than anything, almost, the hereditary predisposition to a condition is probably paramount. I think certainly there are things that we can do and should do to try and prioritize, triage other risk factors. But, you can pick your friends, you can't pick your family. And then those things, unfortunately, if they're not the most favorable, do tend to be passed on to generations. So, yeah, I think it's real important that patients know what things they may be predisposed to.
I should add, I'm actually adopted as well. So there was no history. So I think that's also another reason they kind of looked outside the box, if you will.
There you go, yeah. Hey, Dr. Karina's new to this area. She just moved from Florida. How does Karina or anybody else, how do we pick a doctor?
Yeah, I think most time the selection of a provider is done probably primarily based on your residence and or your occupation, what's most convenient for you. Females sometimes like females. Males sometimes prefer a male. Those of us at Evan, we have 8 primary care offices in the region, and you know, have availability access for anybody that's interested. You know, on Evan's website, there are different you know, acknowledgments of where we train, what our interests might be. So that's helpful. But there's primary care offices scattered throughout the region, and should be readily accessible.
Yeah, 8 locations throughout the greater Susquehanna Valley. So, Karina, living in Union County, you could be heading
to Mecklenburg. Maybe I'll have to go see Dr. McLaughlin.
There you go.
But that'd be wonderful.
I guess, Doctor, the key is here, go to your primary care physician and continue to get checkups, right?
It's a partnership. It really is. You know, we want to work to prevent and be proactive. So we want to work with you. We want to engage with you and want you to be engaged with us and reconnect you know, if you haven't been seen recently.
Don't delay. I mean, if you don't have a primary care doctor, get one now. And if you do, don't delay those visits. Listen to me. All right? I mean, I used to be that guy that if I didn't think I needed to go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. Now I'm type 2 diabetic and I go all the time, doc, to make sure my ticker's okay.
Only took 62 years.
There you go. Dr. Sean McLaughlin from Evangelical Community Hospital, Primary Care, the Family Medicine in Mifflinburg. Doc, thanks for taking time between patients to talk to us this morning.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity.
Rockin' Red all through the month of February. Every Wednesday, we mic it up.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV still to come. Seth is talking about Greece is the word. Tom's top list and more. It's all on the way.
Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. 94.1 WQKX.
Producers have announced a new prequel television series based on the movie musical Greece that will take place 4 years before the start of the film when the students were still in their early 30s.
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started because we're rocking red. We're wearing red.
Yes.
We should probably talk about Valentine's Day.
Yeah, probably.
It's right around the corner. Not a big fan, but yeah, we got to do the Valentine's Day thing this year. At least you might have a chance to save a few bucks. A new study found that Valentine's Day gifts also give the best and the worst discounts this time of the year. So plan your shopping accordingly, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the gifts with the best discounts are hotels and jewelry.
Ooh, yeah. Really?
Worst? Okay. Dance lessons and massages. I like massages, just
all
saying.
Right. I don't know if you're in a situation to go right to the hotel already.
I know.
Or to travel with somebody. But jewelry, I like it. And how about cooking classes? And there's always clothing,
that's
right?
That's a good idea, yeah.
All right, the candy, the flowers, the stuffed animals. Uh-uh.
Oversized teddy bears that you should put on the front of your car like a deer.
No. No. Don't do it.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Okay, we're rocking red for Heart Healthy Month with Evangelical Community Hospital. What does Evangelical Community Hospital have to do with the Ice Festival on Saturday? We'll tell you coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94 KX.
Hey, yeah, I want to shoot.